Beginning this weekend, we're taking a closer look at African Americans who are trailblazers in their fields. It is our special series, Up From a Past, African American Firsts. Some of them you have heard of, and some you'll be meeting for the first time, some you want to meet. You may not know anything about them, like this next person, my next guest. His name is Ken Hudson. He was the first African American NBA referee and the author of the book you see there, It Is a Tree Stump in a Valley of Redwoods. Ken joins me now. Is that a testament to how you felt with all those big guys out there?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I didn't really have any feelings. It was just a title that one Sunday, New York Times wrote an article, and they titled it A Tree Stump in the Valley of Redwoods. And when you look at it from a different perspective, it made a lot of sense. Me out there with Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell.
There you are. What did you see, like a couple feet taller than you, right?
And that's Bill Walton at a practice session with the Boston Celtics. So it was an interesting experience and something that I look back on very favorably.
This was what, 1968, right? When you became the first. And this is during the time when a lot of African Americans were becoming part of the NBA. The numbers started growing. It was good that you were there for those guys because they looked up to you as a father and as someone they could go to for advice?
Well, it's interesting because there was a gentleman who came right before me, Jackie White, who, but he only stayed for a short period of time. But then I showed up on the scene, and everybody said, uh-oh, who is this guy?
Who are you?
And I was fortunate because there were such great people around, you know, the Bill Russells, the Wilt Chamberlains, the Oscar Robertsons, the Jerry West.
Okay.
So they allowed me to grow. And then in turn, they said to me, help them. Teach other people how to do this.
Fast forward to today, when you hear about so many sports stars and especially NBA stars, NBA players getting into trouble, do you ever just want to go, do you call them up and go, son, what are you thinking? What do you do?
Well, I've had several conversations with different individuals and we talk about those things, about character.
What do you tell them?
Get your act together. You've been blessed to do this at a high level. Very few people have the opportunity. And since you have the opportunity, you use it in the right way. Take full advantage of it and make sure you appreciate the opportunities that you have.
And act like you what?
Act like you have good sense and then wasn't raised in the backwoods somewhere and like you don't know any better.
I think people need that sort of straightforward talk, someone to do that. Do they appreciate it when you do that, Mr. Hudson?
Oh, yeah. I've had interesting conversations with people, feedback, who appreciate the fact that I've taken the time to share a few words of wisdom with them, which I try to do with everybody. People like yourself. Coach at George Washington University, Carl Hobbs. We talk every now and then and see how he's doing and the progress he's making because I need to get people to understand what this is all about, especially now that we're in this new era with a new president and the whole nine yards. It's a different perspective about how people perceive us and our actions are more important than anything.
A young guy like you who's seen so much and is an African-American first, as you were looking at the mall, that inauguration, what was running through your head and your heart?